You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's the weekend. Time for rest, relaxation, and another edition of New Wisco Weekend. A weekly look at issues, arts, entertainment, culture, and everything that makes New Wisco home. Now, here's your host, Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
This week, we're celebrating music, how it heals, how it communicates, how it sings to your soul. It's so important that Governor Tony Evers proclaims October 2024 as Arts and Humanities Month in Wisconsin. So with this theme in mind, our cover story explores the impact of art and music. Lead correspondent Terry Barr shares what one organization is doing to increase support and awareness for creatives across the state. The Oshkosh Area Community Pantry has changed residency requirements to offer more people access to food in the community. We have that story. Amanda Nimmer looks at guilty pleasures in music. A songwriter tells us why he does what he does with the Truth Booth. Melissa Kay reminds us the importance of health screenings. And Todd Michaels introduces all of New Wisco to Jesse Strong, Civic Media's newest social media and marketing powerhouse. Brittany Merlot talks with a Fox Valley man who's been volunteering in hurricanes for 40 years. And Pete Schwabe has his classic cinema pick of the week. Later on, one Green Bay artist calls music the universal language, and his has been honored around the world. Let's open up this issue of New Wisco Weekend with a look at history as it's being made, or should we call it Herstory. The first woman of color to be a major candidate for president of the United States visited New Wisco this month. We have some highlights for you. A different kind of political rally was held in New Wisco last week when Vice President Kamala Harris brought her campaign to the birthplace of the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin. Ripon College became the backdrop, and the Little White Schoolhouse was referenced often as state and national Republicans threw their support and endorsements behind the Democratic candidate for president. Former U.S. Representative Republican Liz Cheney.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Many of the Republicans supporting Harris referenced the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol and Donald Trump's seeming disregard for the Constitution of the United States of America. Cheney was adamant that she could not support the Republican nominee.
What January 6th shows us is that there is not an ounce of compassion in Donald Trump. He is petty, he is vindictive, and he is cruel. And Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation.
Former Brown County GOP Chairman Mark Becker said supporting Harris is the right thing to do.
Well, it's very easy to support her because it's not about left versus right, it's about right versus wrong. And it's very easy to do that when you're welcomed like this. She makes a great space for us to be here.
Of course, there were many other Harris Waltz supporters on site as well. TJ Hobbs of Oshkosh had reproductive rights on their mind.
I'm here to support the Harris campaign, not because it's the perfect campaign or the perfect candidate, but because I'm sick of our citizens bleeding out in hospital parking lots when they should have had access to abortion care.
Damian Islas of Houston, Texas, drove the 45 minutes from Lawrence University to Ripon College to see Harris.
She's the most qualified person in the last 50 years to even seek the presidency, and it just makes it even better that she's a woman of color. Over 30 years of experience, a Juris Doctorate, Donald Trump can't even spell Juris Doctorate. Like, this woman is just the most qualified candidate that we've had in the last 50 years.
And humanities teacher Emily Voigt of Appleton said, regardless of the outcome in November, we are watching history happen.
That she is running as a woman and a woman of color, that's really important. And I think, you know, it shows women that they can do anything they want to do. It makes me very proud.
Harris pledged to be a president for all Americans by focusing on bipartisan cooperation and putting country over party.
Together, I know we can chart a new way forward, not as members of any one party, but as Americans.
In Ripon, Wisconsin, I'm Lisa Hale for New Wisco Weekend.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance.
Other than the national anthem at the beginning of a game, does music play a part in sports? New Wisco Weekend's Conrad Krieger reports.
Whether you are a fan cheering on your favorite team, or if you are a player getting ready for a game, there's always music in your ear. Music is very important to any sport. When you're at Lambeau Field cheering on the green and gold, you can hear music that will get the fans to say three words.
Go Pack Go! Go Pack Go!
Saturdays, when college teams are on the road facing a packed stadium full of people, and the road team needs to get a first down, music can make it hard for that QB to hear the play. That was from a Wisconsin Badger football game. Many know that theme as Jump Around and is commonly used at Camp Randall Stadium. With the music and the crowd being that loud, it can get these players really jacked up to play in the game. This makes for a fun atmosphere when going to a sports event. Music can make the crowd move and get active. In an article on Living Life Fearless, it states,
music has been used to engage spectators at sporting events for decades. It can be used to create a sense of excitement and anticipation, as well as to help build team spirit and unity among fans. Music can also influence the crowd's emotions, helping them get into the game and stay engaged throughout.
Now to talk about music with athletes, an article on PBS News by Laura Strum states, can music make you a better athlete? Many athletes will use music as motivation, whether it's professional or a high school student, you will see athletes wear headphones before games, practice, or just getting some work in. In the same article, it states,
listening to music activates several major brain areas at once. The partial lobe, which contains the motor cortex, the occipital or visual processing lobe, the brain center for rhythm and coordination, the temporal lobe, which regulates pitch, tone, and structure, and the frontal lobe and cerebellum, which regulate emotion and helps regulate stress.
And these are some big reasons why athletes use music to clear their mind before a big game. You go to your happy place when you play a favorite song of yours. When you have a playlist that goes on for hours, you can put on headphones and just forget for a little bit where you are. Music is very important in sports. No matter if you're a fan or an athlete, music is always crucial. It builds community. It helps you enjoy life. It removes stress and can get you to where you want to be. With New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Thanks for listening to New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS, and the Civic Media app.
What are your musical guilty pleasures? For me, it's Weird Al Yankovic or Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation album. Here's New Wisco Weekend commentator Amanda Nimmer with her look at guilty pleasures.
Music has always had this funny way of being able to enhance a mood. That's why you hear it in films. It can make a scarier part scarier, more suspenseful, a romantic part more romantic, to help symbolize different aspects of an illustration, to make you sad and to make you happy. Music makes the world go round, as they say. And living in the world that we do, it is so easy to find yourself stuck in a type. And you're not really allowed to venture outside those boxes. You have to stay in this description of yourself that other people view you as, because if you venture outside of it, I mean, that's just not allowed. Because how dare the rocker chick like anything else other than rock? How dare you think about classical music? How dare you enjoy a band that doesn't have screaming music in it? How dare you? as if liking something like that is something you should be ashamed of, embarrassed. That's not your identity. Well, you know what? It is time to stop feeling ashamed for hearing a song that you really enjoy, that picks up your mood, gets your feet going, and just makes you have a smile on your face. It gives you a happy day. We are done being afraid of our guilty pleasures. Because what is there to be ashamed about? Who cares if you like the Jonas Brothers? Who cares if you enjoy listening to Britney Spears once in a while or some other more relevant pop band? Who cares if you indulge in the occasional rap or country song? Who cares? It makes you happy, right? It picks up your mood. It makes you feel giddy. You get that nostalgia going because that's what music is for. It's to enjoy, not put you to shame. Unless we're talking about Taylor Swift's earlier works, then I do believe those are meant to shame certain people. But I digress. You get my point, is what I'm saying. So kick that shame out of there. Enjoy your guilty pleasures. Because guess what? They help complete the picture of who you are. And this has been 24 years in the making. I was bullied about it in school. I was forced to remain quiet. And you know what? No more. I'll just say it. I love Hanson. I loved him then. And I love him now. And I am not ashamed of it. So ask yourself this. Does it make you happy? Yes. Is it hurting anyone? If the answer is yes, I suggest turning down the volume some. But if it's no, then enjoy it. Embrace it. It's who you are. Don't hide it from anyone in your life. Play that funky music. Because in an mbop, you're gone. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer. And there you go.
Still ahead, we'll turn to our cover story, celebrating the arts in Wisconsin with a group advocating for more support from our lawmakers, plus how you can help. But first, a new study by the National Endowment for the Arts shows a record 89,000 jobs across Wisconsin are in some way related to the creative industry. This is New Wisco Weekend. This is New Wisco Weekend on Civic Media Stations WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, Brittany Merlot catches up with a volunteer who works in hurricane-ravaged areas of our country and helps make communication easier. The Truth Booth, and a look at the importance of health screenings. First, here's Pete Schwabe's classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabe's Classic Movie Pick of the Week.
This week's film tells the story of two people who come together through their love of music in the film Once. More specifically, a guy and a girl, which is how they're listed in the credits, come together to make beautiful music. Yes, literally. Our guy is an Irish lad played by Glenn Hansard, who plays his guitar on the streets of Dublin for pocket change when he is not fixing vacuum cleaners during the day at his dad's store. He has dreams of going to London and making it big. Our female lead, known as Girl, is a Czech immigrant played by Markéta Erglová, whose character is a classically trained pianist and singer who takes care of her mother and daughter at night and works odd jobs. The girl stumbles into the store to get her vacuum cleaner fixed one day, and a beautiful friendship and musical partnership blossoms.
And then the chorus, that's, so you have those two bits, mm-hmm. And the chorus goes, da, 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 ba, 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 That's it. Perfect. Brilliant. So do you want to give a spin?
Yes.
Once was written and directed by John Carney, who has a musical background. He spent the early 90s playing bass in a band called The Frames with Hansard. Once won the Oscar for Best Original Song, Falling Slowly, which was written by Hansard. What's even more impressive, Carney pulled this film off on a budget of $150,000. The film was shot with two handheld cameras on location in Dublin, with Carney doing much of the camera work himself. John Carney is also known for the critically acclaimed 2016 Sing Street, which is also packed with fun music and won a slew of awards, including a Golden Globe nomination for Best Picture. Once is a simple and unpredictable story about a connection between two people that warms the soul and just makes you feel good. And it's this week's Classic Movie Pick of the Week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabe.
Every time we're out and about in New Wisco, we like to offer people the opportunity to share their story. What excites them? What they're most passionate about? The truth in their lives. We call it the Civic Media Truth Booth. Today, we catch up with Jason, who's been a songwriter in Nashville for 25 years. Jason says he's found his passion in helping veterans tell their stories through music.
I've been very fortunate to have a lot of songs recorded. I've had a lot of success in radio. I've done that part of it. And during COVID, I was asked to write with a veteran, and it changed my perspective of why I'm a songwriter. Literally just changed me overnight. Everything changes when you start working with a veteran. You learn the stories. They're so powerful. What they have to offer, there isn't anything about it that isn't a song. I love doing it. I kind of put on that hat, and that's my role going forward. That's where I want to put my passion and my time.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot talked with a Fox Valley local that's in Florida right now helping with Hurricane Milton relief, but he didn't bring the typical supplies. Instead, he's got something that's needed that most people don't think about. Here's Brittany with that story on New Wisco Weekend.
A Wisconsinite hit the road ahead of Milton's landfall and made his way to Florida. He's there right now helping with a unique and essential need. Communication. As cell phone coverage goes out, it can be days to even a week before your family or loved ones even know if you're dead or alive.
What I'm offering is communications to talk to the outside world.
Dan Vandenhoven is a volunteer with Amateur Radio Emergency Services. He's out of the Fox Valley area and a former Tampa Bay area resident.
And they basically call for volunteers. You know, it's not a case of, hey, you have to go. You know, I basically call them up and I said, hey, I'm going.
He's been doing this for nearly 40 years now.
I'm taking vacation time, so we're making it work.
He's been through major hurricanes before, including Katrina and most recently, Helene.
North Carolina? Oh my God. That was like Katrina all over again. In fact, in some cases, worse.
Which is why his help is so significant in these situations.
I mean, when I got up to Asheville, we went over to this town that basically did not exist. There was houses that were in the river and that. Also, human bodies floating in the river.
What he does is set up a hop, which can send a text message when all cell service is out.
It's called health and welfare. Say your phone doesn't work and you've got relatives out in San Diego. You know, you want to get a hold of them and just tell them, hey, I'm okay, you know, but no way to get a hold of them. That's where we come in.
The signal is sent straight up, then scattered over a wide region around the transmitting station.
It's very, very rewarding. So in North Carolina, they were like, when are they going to get the message? They'll probably have a message within about a half an hour, 45 minutes.
He's currently stationed wherever he's needed the most.
I took a helicopter ride to get kind of a perspective because there was people that were needing communications, and it was like, is there a path for me to get there?
Right smack dab in the center of the hardest hit areas.
But wherever I'm needed, that's where I'll be. We try to stay safe. We try to stay safe. You know, it is what it is.
Since he's lived there, he explained how Florida's sand becomes solid when saturated. So flooding happens faster compared to black dirt as we know it.
We get a real good downpour and I have puddles like everywhere in the yard. And I have grass in my yard because, of course, I'm from this area. So I put down black dirt and that and tried to grow grass. You know, we'd get downpoured and... You know, it's like a swimming pool, fill up water all over the place.
and the water table is just a few feet below the surface in Florida.
My cottage up north, they dug a 400-foot well when Diana came through. And we knew that there was going to be issues because they told us to fill up our bathtubs with fresh water. That's going to be your drinking water, that's going to be your cooking water, that's going to be everything else.
If you're like me and wondering just how long he'll be down there helping?
Once the cell service is back in place, you know, then you're, you know, good to go.
And his family says...
She says, aren't you getting a little too old for that? No, not really.
If you want to help those hurt by hurricanes, both Helene and Milton, head to civicmedia.us/help. Every donation matters. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Sometimes saving a life is as simple as a health screening, Melissa Kay reports.
Early detection of diseases can be life-saving, preventing serious illnesses before they develop. Having an annual exam with your primary care provider can keep you up to date on important health screenings. These screenings happen at certain ages, but some individuals are at an increased risk based on several factors.
Other things that can be important is their family history. So if your parents, your brother, your sister, aunts, uncles, or grandparents have certain medical conditions, that can put you at increased risk of disease as well.
That's Christy Wegner, MD and family medicine physician at Aspirus Health. She said they're having to screen for some diseases at younger ages.
Individuals have been getting colon cancer at younger and younger ages.
Dr. Wegner said understanding the risks and benefits of screenings can put patients at ease. I'm Melissa Kay.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story with lead correspondent Terry Barr. We'll be back right after the news.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend. For WISS and WGBW, I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for our cover story. Here's our lead correspondent, Terry Barr, who caught up with Ann Katz of Create Wisconsin.
I want to start this segment with a quote. It's a quick one, but to me, this says a lot. Creativity is contagious. Pass it on.
That is so good.
Albert Einstein. Joining me to talk about all things Create Wisconsin is my friend Ann Katz. She's the executive director of the organization. Ann, thank you. And you know, Albert Einstein knew it way back when.
He was smart in so many ways.
Absolutely. For people listening and have not heard that there is an organization called Create Wisconsin, what could you tell us about it?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about Create Wisconsin and the arts and creativity. Create Wisconsin is the state's community cultural development organization. We are really the only independent statewide organization that is looking at, thinking about, working for, celebrating the arts in all of its forms and in all parts of the state. We live by the idea, the knowledge, that creativity is inherent in everyone. Most people don't consider themselves artists or think of themselves as artists. Some people are lucky enough to figure out how to make their living as artists, whatever that means to them. But we're all creative. Engineers have to be creative to keep buildings from falling down and bridges from falling down. People love to cook. People are woodworkers. People sing in the church choir. People make their living as artists or in the performing arts world. Creativity is inherent in all human beings. Humans have been expressing themselves creatively since the beginning of time.
You also said this is a statewide organization, because I feel like often people will point and say, oh, this is only for Madison or only in southern Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee. But you are trying to help every community and every artist feel that they are valuable.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm awestruck at the amazing creativity that we have in this state, in every corner of the state. big cities, small towns, rural areas, along the lakeshore, along the rivers, everywhere. In every part of Wisconsin, there are creative people working to make their communities better, and communities that are known for their creativity. And I could name, you know, 10 of them: Door County, Lake Geneva, the Northwoods, Bayfield, Madison, Milwaukee, all of those. And communities that are not necessarily known for how creative they are yet, but they are working on that. And in this 21st century world we live in, creativity is really the resource that we all need personally, you know, as humans, again, and as our communities, and our communities need that to thrive, because we all have to be entrepreneurial. We all have to be creative. We all have to have imagination about what could be. And that's what we have in Wisconsin. I'll just finish this part by saying, you know, we really have everything we need in Wisconsin. We have those creative people, vibrant communities. We're trying to do is advocate for it, mm-hmm. is to serve the people that are doing that work and then develop it so that everybody can benefit.
Well, and I know the people are great, but the money for the arts, weren't we one of the bottom states?
Well, we are. If you look at the measurement of our state agency, the Wisconsin yes. Arts Board, which is a fantastic agency that does a lot to grow the arts, we are 49th out of 50 states. It's really, really bad. But that doesn't mean that the arts are not flourishing. And we have to really strike that balance between saying, oh, there's so much creativity out in the state, and saying, but we don't have enough money. There's so much going on because people are so creative, and they're just tough. They are doing amazing things with not enough time, money, staff, resources, whatever. Our mission as an advocacy organization is really to grow that, is to make the case to decision makers, everybody from the governor and the legislature down to the local mayor somewhere in the state, that this is a great, creativity is a great investment for Wisconsin. We grow our tax base, we attract more people to the state, we keep our communities healthy, vibrant, and exciting, interesting to live in. Everything about the arts is really a great investment for Wisconsin, financially and sort of civically. And so that's our message. You know, we're working very hard right now to spread that message around as we get ready for the state budget season. We're an organization that can't endorse candidates, so we can't do that for the upcoming elections. But we can make the case to decision makers that they should consider the arts as a resource for the state. And we're really gearing up when the budget process will be going on to make the case with the governor and the legislature that this is a great investment for the state. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. We're just going to keep pushing that idea that this is a great investment for Wisconsin.
Universal Music Day is coming up, and part of their goal and the mission is to create peace and harmony through music and the arts. It's possible, isn't it? I mean, you can't really argue over arts and music. It brings people together.
Yes, yes. Music is the universal language. It's that way to bring people together, for people to express themselves, to find common ground. I mean, in this fractured, crazy world, we have to find ways to come together. And that's what all of the art forms are for.
I am talking with Ann Katz. Ann is the executive director of Create Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening in to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Todd Michaels. I'm the general manager for WISS and WGBW Radio in Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. And every once in a while, the crew here allows me to actually talk on the show. And when I do, what I really want to talk about are the people we work with every day here in New Wisco. Whether they're on the air like Mino and the Mayor, I also produce that show weekday morning 6 till 9, or if they're kind of behind the scenes and they're out visiting businesses to help tell their story. Or maybe they're behind the scenes creating great graphics for our social media and our newsletters, all that kind of stuff. Whoever they are, they play an important role in what we do and why we do what we do. This week, we shine the spotlight on a brand new employee to New Wisco at WISS and WGBW, Jesse Strong. Jesse joins us as our marketing coordinator in Northeast Wisconsin. And what that basically means is he's going to help us connect with you visually and out and about in the community. So things you see on our social media,
things you'll see on our website, on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Jesse will be involved with that. He'll also have things that he does with our newsletter every week as well. So be on the lookout for that. You'll also see him out in the community attending events going on right here in Northeast Wisconsin to kind of make that connection between the radio station and the media company and what's going on out there with you. We sat down with him in the studio and we asked him, what made you decide to kind of get into this role?
Growing up, I had two older brothers who, you know, they were pretty big nerds, taking me to the movies a lot, playing a lot of video games, just kind of being involved with a lot of media-based content. And I guess growing up, I always wanted to have some sort of part of that. And I think as, you know, my high school days turned into college days, I kind of started leaning more into, you know, those thoughts of wanting to be part of the bigger picture, wanting to be part of those creative ideas that form the stories that, you know, people will grow up with.
We asked Jesse before coming to Northeast Wisconsin, what was a gig, what was a job that you really enjoyed doing?
I'd say my favorite one specifically was my time with Parkland College over in Champaign, Illinois. Before I had even shown up there, they were award-winning already. So it was just so great to meet those people, to learn with them. And honestly, we went on such an amazing journey. I would say that's when I really fell in love with this type of work.
We then wondered what it was that brought him to apply for a job with Civic Media.
Obviously, everyone always needs a job. But to be honest, I kind of fell in love with Civic Media's mission of kind of staying connected with the community. I felt like, you know, just being a part of everyday life, being a part of the events, you know, what are people really caring about? What are people spending their energy and their time with? And here in Civic Media, I feel like we care about that. We want the answers to those questions. We want to know, you know, how can we be involved? I felt like it was really easy to get on board with that because that's something I was already wanting. And now I'm here and it's exactly what I expected it to be.
So join us in welcoming Jesse Strong to the staff here in Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media at WGBW and WIS. Jesse, welcome.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today.
The Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, which acts as a food pantry for Southern Winnebago County, changes a policy that will allow it to serve more people in the area. Starting this month, OACP no longer requires guests to reside within its current Southern Winnebago County service area to use the pantry. This policy change will allow OACP to extend its services to all neighbors in need, regardless of place of residence.
We have decided to drop our service area completely, meaning technically anybody from the entire state of Wisconsin is going to be able to come to our pantry to receive the necessary foods that they want or need. What does that really mean? Do we really think that folks from La Crosse and Wausau and Chippewa Falls are all going to come to our pantry? Probably not. No. But geographically, we'll be able to expand ourselves to Fond du Lac, Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, Green Bay. So being able to open our community up a little bit more.
That's Ryan Rasmussen, the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. For years, OACP has been dedicated to providing food assistance with dignity and respect. Located at 2551 Jackson Street in Oshkosh, the pantry's been a beacon of hope, offering a welcoming and barrier-free environment for individuals and families facing food insecurity.
We truly believe in the dignity and respect of all of our guests. And so we set our pantry up just like a grocery store. Folks are able to shop the aisles just like they would anywhere else, which really separates us from a lot of other pantries rather than getting a preloaded box of food.
Rasmussen says the OACP offers each of their clients about $6,000 per person per family per year in food assistance.
When you think about trying to take that $6,000 to be able to do something else with it, you know, that's really the power of what we're trying to do. You know, use that money for other things.
So why this change now?
Well, the removal of the residency requirement falls in line with the new TFAP regulations set to go into effect this month. The Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP, is a federally funded program that provides healthy foods to pantries that donations don't often cover. Things like milk, eggs, meat, fresh fruits and vegetables. Most pantries that participate in TFAP rely on the program for its diverse amount of food. Under previous TFAP requirements, Wisconsin pantries were required to verify guests and their residences in order to receive TFAP food. However, in October, the state no longer enforces this policy, and pantries are to remove this as a requirement to reduce barriers when accessing emergency food. This shift is anticipated to make a considerable impact on reducing food insecurity across Wisconsin, ensuring that no one is turned away due to their place of residence.
Listen, we are all one major thing away in life from being food insecure. One decision and we're food insecure. You know, think about the person that has to have some sort of medical procedure and maybe they don't have great insurance. And then all of a sudden they're stuck in a situation where they've got to pay bills.
Rasmussen says each month the pantry sees 75 to 90 new families come in for help. For anyone who would like to support OACP's mission of eliminating food insecurity as a volunteer or as a donor of food or a donor of funds, visit oacptoday.org or call 900-651-9960 for more information. The Oshkosh Area Community Pantry is open for guest shopping at their location at the St. Vincent de Paul Building at 2551 Jackson Street in Oshkosh, Mondays from 2 until 6 p.m. and Tuesdays through Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. Reporting for New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. Coming up, we bring the musical element to our issue on music. New Wisco Weekend is a Civic Media production. Find out more about all our Civic Media shows at civicmedia.us. This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. Can music make a difference? As we celebrate Universal Music Day, Terry Barr introduces us to a Green Bay-based musician, Bob Balsley. The 76-year-old has taught thousands to play guitar and has shared his songs around the world. He's also been recently honored with two sold-out shows at the Tarleton Theater in Green Bay, tribute concerts to Bob's life and music. Here's Terry with Bob's incredible story and why for him it really is all about the music.
Riding hard in the saddle, hellhound snapping at my heels. Been 3 days since I shot him. Can't believe how good it feels. Left him lying in the desert. Left them dead near the sand and won't cross the Rio Grande.
I am pleased to welcome to our show today Bob Balsley. I like to describe Bob as singer, songwriter, guitar player, guitar teacher, and overall amazing musician and man. Bob, thank you for joining me today.
It is my pleasure, dear.
We are listening to Across the Rio Grande. What can you tell us about this song?
This was written about my former wife. She had a stalker. Instead of, you know, actually doing anything about it, I wrote a song.
Why do you, and when I've seen you play, you always have kind of a grin on your face. What is it about music that gives you such joy?
It takes me away. Nothing else I can think about when I'm playing. It just entirely takes over my being.
Do people understand that? Or do you hope when they're listening to you play, they feel that same way?
I think I can take them away for a while, yes.
You know, and we're talking right before Universal Music Day. It's kind of described as a day meant to bring peace and harmony to the world through music. Do you feel like that's another part of music, peace and harmony?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And community as well. Music ties us all together.
Tell me your backstory, if you will. How long have you been playing and when did you start?
My mother was a choir director at a church. So I was singing from 2 years old. That's when I started really enjoying music because I could do it.
Yeah.
And she showed me how, which was absolutely lovely. And then I started teaching guitar at about 11 years old.
Wait, not learning it, you were teaching it.
Yes, I lived in Madison at the time, and my teacher didn't want to teach beginners. So after he had trained me some, he would give me all his beginner students.
That's incredible.
It was amazing to make that sort of easy money at 11, 12 years old.
You have traveled for music and somehow you landed in Green Bay. Where have you gone? Have you had some favorite shows? And then what brought you to Green Bay?
My parents had a Door County cabin, which I spent summers at. I've been around the world twice. I've been to about 44 countries and given concerts, working for Gibson Guitar and Fender as well. They would have me demonstrate their products.
How did that feel to actually have these amazing people who are creating these guitars asking you to tell people about the guitars?
It's pretty amazing. They made me guitar to my specifications, wow. Which I still have, of course.
Oh, that's but, great.
It's been quite a life. I would say South Africa, Brazil, Thailand, all those places are amazing because they love guitar music.
Talk about universal music and the language.
It's just a whole language of its own.
Are you still playing as often as you can today?
I'm playing this very Thursday. I love doing it. I had a tribute show in Green Bay, and it included almost every professional good band, and they covered my songs. It was really extraordinary. And I knew all these are my friends in different bands, or the teaching part for me was so important because I got to share things that I know with people that really appreciated learning it. And I wrote a couple of books about this too.
We're going to end this with the song In My Life. What is this about? Why did you write this?
I wrote it for all the people that have been good to me and listened to my music and played with me. In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you.
In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you and all the things you helped me through. In my life, in my life, I could never ask for more. Every time you open doors, in my life, and so it goes as time closes in the places we have been. I do it all again in my life. I never could have found the way. Said the things I had to say. Gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at the stories and issues facing Northeast Wisconsin. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Our lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features by Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Pete Schwaba, Melissa Kay, and commentator Amanda Nimmer. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. You can also text us via the Civic Media app. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
I'm so happy that you in my life.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.